Yeah, I mean, obviously we put ourselves in great position, you know, to win, really the last two games, and it just hasn't gone our way. But I think, you know, it's not as much as deserving a break, but it's just, you know, executing and finishing the game. And Coach Jackson just keeps preaching about finishing the game. And it's shown up twice, you know, it's shown up two times in a row. And that's you know, a big part for us offensively is, you know, when we get ourselves in that position, we've worked hard so the whole game, you know, we want to be able to come out and execute and finish when it matters.
When things are coming apart like that with those first two fumbles, I mean, is it hard for the quarterback to keep everybody together and keep the task at hand?
No, not at all. You know, as soon as Malcolm fumbled, I ran over to him right away and said, "Hey, man, you're doing great. Don't worry about it. Let's go." And was trying to be, you know, very vocal and loud and keep everybody into it. And, you know, obviously it's unfortunate and you don't want those things to happen and you try to prevent them. But when it does happen, all that matters next is how you respond. You know, and that's the thing for this team is, the guys came back out and we were driving the ball again and kept moving the ball and kept doing well. And the fight was there and we kept bouncing back. But, you know, it's just unfortunate and then we got to do a better job finishing.
When it's Malcolm in there, do you know it's him that's going to get the ball as opposed to Crow?
Yeah, when Malcolm came in, I knew he was back. He came in and told me, especially personnel-wise, he was the only one in there. So, you know, we called the run play and he's a great ball. He's great, you know, with the ball. He's a great ball carrier and he does a great job of running hard, running downhill. And unfortunately, they got a hand on the ball and it came out. But, you know, like I said after the game, he does so much for this offense and this team. You know, it's unfortunate what happened, but, you know, he's a great player. And, you know, I know that he took it very personal and he never wants to turn the ball over. But I don't want that, you know, to really kind of overshadow what he does for this offense because he really is a big part of this offense. He does a great job in there at fullback.
What about the way what's enabling you guys to run the football offensively like that?
I think our offensive line has done a great job. You know, they kind of took the mindset is that, you know, what we wanted to do. And that was, you know, back in camp before season even started was, you know, you really define your team by running the football and how well you can run the football. And, you know, led by Joe Thomas, he really, you know, told the guys that's something we can do and that can be our identity. And the guys really bought into it and the offensive line has been great. And obviously, we've had injuries and, you know, guys switching up here and there, but they haven't missed a beat, you know, and we have two, you know, really great running backs with Crow and with Duke, and they just run the ball so well. It's made, you know, my job a lot easier as well.
So what does that do for you, since you don't have to do it all by yourself? Mm-hmm. Expound on that. With those guys.
Yeah, I think it's a great balance. When you have an offense that can run the ball as well as we do, it really obviously helps things in the pass game, you know, and you get one-on-one matchups and you get loaded box and you get matchups outside that you want. And you know, I think that's something. Oh, I'm sorry. This is something we want to keep doing, is, you know, continue to run the football and be a strong, you know, downhill running football team. And Marvin's line, like I said, has been doing a great job along with our backs.
What about third downs? You did really well on them. What's your mindset with that, and how were you able to be so effective?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, a really big point of this game is you obviously want to win on first and second down to make third down a little easier, but. It's situational football, you know, and you have to understand that third down is really big, and not only for your offense, but for your defense, you know, keep them off the field and allow them to get more rest and get a little breather. And, you know, you want to extend drives, and it really, when you convert on two or three third downs in one drive, you know, it really is big for your offense, your momentum, and, you know, get in a rhythm, and it's difficult for the defense, you know, when you keep converting on third down. So, obviously, as in every week, but this week especially, we put a big emphasis on that.
Is that something that's a mindset with you, you know, down distance, you...
Yeah, absolutely. That's something that, you know, is really big is, like I said, situational football, you know, and obviously third downs, red zone, short yardage, different things like that. But for me, you know, I spend a ton of time studying, you know, what the team we're playing, what they do on third down, and different looks you're going to get, and, you know, what plays we put up for different situations and how to convert them.
Coach, you grow up as a Tom Brady fan. Is he somebody that you've studied when you watched all this
Tom Brady, he's a great quarterback. You know, he's one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game. And he's obviously someone that I watched as a kid growing up. And, I mean, I think he does a lot of things really well, obviously. And he's been in the league for a long time. And like I said before, you know, I just loved watching the position as a kid. So I'd watch these other great quarterbacks and study them and see what they do.
And what do you think it's going to be like this weekend, you know, with him and
Yeah, I mean, that can't have any factor in my mind. Obviously, I know that he's, you know, doing a great job of putting up points and doing different things to get in the right position and just make plays. But, like I said, I can only control what I can control. And that's how, you know, I go out on offense and play the game and continue to convert on third downs and have these long drives and run the ball well and, you know, just continue to extend drives.
Coach,